coming into the season. Flashback to last year a little bit. How did Burlington boys end up last year?
We did not have a great year last year. It was my first year, and I took over late in the summer, so didn't get any summer stuff in really. And we did, again, our district was good. In fact, one of the teams in our district ended up winning state, and heck, I think three or four teams went to regionals and all that. So we were in a very competitive district, and we had some close competitive games with those teams, but overall we finished pretty bad. I think we were 4-13 last year, 4-15 maybe, somewhere in there. We, again, struggled.
But you feel like these kids, 1 year older, bringing a lot of kids, I take it back this year, that you're off to a good start, 2-0, so things are looking good, aren't they, so far?
Yeah, we returned, again, a good solid 5-6 guys, the core of the group, very talented, returned them. Off to a good start so far. Got a good win this weekend against Holyoke, and looking to just move forward from there.
Talk about your throw out some names, Coach. I know looking at your stats on Max Prevson, got a couple of kids scoring 14, 15 points a game right off the bat for you.
Yeah, no, we do. And, that core group, 5-6 guys, really do have some talent there. And I think the nice thing about it is, as I've seen already over the first two games, is I don't need everybody to score 20 points a game. I got plenty of scorers, and one night two of them will have a good game, and two or three of them will be off, and then the next night, switches it up and still have a lot of firepower. So I'm happy when it comes to that aspect of things.
Some decent size, no question. 6'3", 6'4". Is this a team that shoots the three pretty well, inside, outside game? What do you feel like you do the best?
We've been shooting relatively well. I tell the guys that I'd like, on three-pointers, I mean, obviously I'd like to be above 30%, and we've split the difference. One game we were under it, one game we were above it. Field goal percentage, we've been floating right around 50%, which I'm fine with. I mean, as a team, we have a lot of shooters, but we are a little streaky, I would say. One night a guy may go 1-for-8, and the next night he may turn around and go 8-for-10, so mixed bag. Just really depends what I'm going to get each night.
I take it you're like all the other teams in this tournament, looking forward to it. Get to see some other teams you won't play for the rest of the season. Get you away from your comfort zone a little bit. I take it you'll probably spend the night or maybe go back and forth. But a great tournament, good competition for 3 days.
No, this is a great tournament. Again, obviously last year was my first year being involved with it, but I was really blown away. Goodland does a great job hosting it. Take good care of you. We fortunately are only 30 minutes away. We're next door neighbors right across the state line. So we just, it's a day trip for us every time. And again, I do like it. Last year, a lot of good competition there. The one thing I wasn't, when we got there, we played last year, I think, Colby, Kansas, Goodland, and Norton. And all of those teams had 2-plus games when we came into the tournament. And so this year I made sure we had some games under our belt, so we weren't just stepping into this tournament fresh off the season, because it is good teams. Again, there are some bigger schools there that we wouldn't normally play, and some smaller schools. And again, we see, you guys obviously from Nebraska, we'll see you, and that's the first time we'll play a Nebraska team, and then obviously all the other Kansas teams. So, yeah, always enjoy this tournament. Good quality competition.
I take it that Holyoke game, is that a little bit of a rivalry? See, you're kind of close somewhat, I think, and kind of in eastern, northeastern Colorado there. So that was a big win for you.
Yeah, it was. And Holyoke is, again, their team. We're in the same district in football. As up until this year, we were in the same district in basketball as well. But Colorado obviously added another division, a higher division. So everything got shuffled and redistricting happened, and so we're still in the same division as Holyoke, but no longer in the district. So it still was a big win. Again, I think the football game this year was pretty close, so I know my boys wanted to get back out there and get another shot, some of them, and again, that was a good win for us.
Well, it's nice to play in the Fieldhouse, Coach. I think you would probably agree with your first year, you know, playing the Fieldhouse, rather than the auxiliary gym. It's a wide open space. So this is going to be a great matchup. You'd love to play, get yourself in the championship semifinals and stay in that Fieldhouse for the duration of the tournament.
Yeah, no, again, it's a great facility over there. And I think it'll be good coming in this year. We've now played there twice because we traveled back over to play Goodland last year at home, at their home. And I think another year under these kids' belt helps a little bit because that's a big, wide-open space of a gym. It's real loud, a lot of lights going on, a lot of noise and stuff. So I think going back for a second year, everybody's got another year under their belt, maybe that'll help a little bit. Won't get that deer in the headlight look so much.